Song's called Remain. Darren McClain there. Good morning. It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5. Ray Haynes, our general manager, has come in. Now, you're probably used to him coming in and teaching on the feasts, whether it's Passover or Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Today, he is in teaching because, well, I don't know if you've heard, there's an eclipse today.
The sun thing.
It was in all the papers. And a lot of people have been saying some pretty wacky stuff about it.
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, I wouldn't have even bothered to come in if the eclipse wasn't today. If it was today or tomorrow, I'd come in. Because tomorrow we kick off the month of Elul, which is one of the most significant months that's not a feast month, but it's connected to the fall feast, and so a solar eclipse now actually does mean something, and it is significant. So, number one, the fall feasts are approaching, and there are a number of signs in the heavens as part of them this year. A lot of really cool stuff. We have this spectacular solar eclipse today, and obviously primarily in America, all right, and starts this morning, and by this afternoon it'll arrive over here in Georgia. So the month of Elul begins tomorrow. And then 1 month later, on September 23rd, the sun, moon, and stars are all taking part in what's being called the Revelation 12 sign in the heavens during the days of awe. And so all this stuff is kind of swirling around. So that's why, if you wonder, why are people getting all kooky and stuff? Well, there's some interesting things, and it does make you stop and ask a few questions if you're a Christian, especially, or if you're, you know, crazy. You know what? It'll do. So Genesis chapter 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. So God started the whole thing saying, listen, when I really want to get your attention, I'm going to do it in the sky. And so we have every reason, and because we've had, you know, 6,000 years of history of this, to see how God speaks in these ways. So for our nation, this will be the first coast-to-coast total eclipse in 99 years. Think World War I, 1918. It'll be the first total solar eclipse of its kind for the U.S. since 1776, when we became a nation.
Wow.
So there's a couple interesting, you know, me with numbers and history. I like that kind of stuff. So it gets my attention. So tomorrow...
I was not around for either one.
Me neither.
Contrary to what Leanna says, I was not around for either one.
A little bit, just a little bit. But the month of Elul is the beginning of a 40-day period of repentance. Now, it's tomorrow. It was on Elul 1 that Jonah left for 40 days to tell Nineveh to repent. It's on Elul 1 that Moses went up to Sinai after the sin of the golden calf, trying to make atonement while Israel was repenting for that. And it was on Elul 1 Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days, coming out on Yom Kippur. So obviously, tomorrow kicks off a very important day. So if something big in the sky happens today, you do pay attention to it. So World War I started in August of 1914. There was a total solar eclipse over Eastern Europe and the Ottoman Empire on this date, August 21st.
Wow.
And the Ottoman Empire was destroyed. So if you're Ottoman or Turk, you get a little scary on this day. The eclipse even went over Nineveh, the same place as where Jonah was. So, and you got to remember, if you go back in your history, that's when really God opened up Israel for the Jews to eventually come back in. All right, so a really significant time there. Now, according to Jewish tradition, because Gentiles go by the sun for our calendar, a solar eclipse represents judgment coming on a non-Jewish nation. Lunar eclipse, because Jews use a lunar calendar, is judgment on them. That's just a Jewish belief. Are eclipses part of God's method of warning nations? That's a big one. Well, let's look at Nineveh. In 763 BC, God prepared the ground before he sent in Jonah. They found these cuneiform tablets that say there was a major plague 3 years before Jonah came, then a civil war, and another plague. And NASA records records one of the most famous eclipses in all of history called the Beersagel eclipse. It was a total solar eclipse over Nineveh 1 month before Jonah came. Mm. So obviously he was stirring things up, and he used that. And so when he said repent or God's judgment is coming, they went, okay then. And they were very quick to repent. So it wasn't just a great sermon. But now let me show you something that you might not have recognized before that I think is just really important, especially for today.
Okay.
We're going to Exodus 33. And now this is what would have happened tomorrow in history, going back to 3,500 years.
Okay.
Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I'll remove my hand and you'll see my back, but my face must not be seen." Now that is by definition an eclipse.
Sure.
That's a God eclipse, right?
Yeah,
it is. All right. So obviously when you see an eclipse coming up on that same date or right around there, you have to say, okay, what's God doing? The Hebrew word for eclipse is lekoi moat, or defect. So the Jews look at it as something for you to look inward and say, something's going on with me. Let's make sure this is taken care of. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, it happens on beginning of this time of repentance of Elul. So obviously, I would say, number one, God is saying, I am trying to get your attention so that you can look at yourself, yep, your condition, because I'm about to do things in the world.
Right.
If you don't get yourself right and correct, you're going to miss out, mm-hmm, on some really amazing things. It's a great year coming, really great year coming, as seven is replaced with eight in the calendar. And that brings in some really cool stuff that we'll be talking about in a month. So coming up, we'll talk about the voice of God, how to hear the voice of God, and what's he saying.
Excellent. Ray Haynes in the studio this morning. It's Risenstein here on Solar Eclipse Day at the ballpark.